Could he really have been a king?
Yes, sir. But he didn't want America to have a king. He wanted us to be free. After all, that's what the Revolutionary War was all about.
Oh, look! Isn't that float beautiful? It's so big and it's all gold.
What is it?
That float represents the Constitution of the United States. See that eagle on top? And there, beneath it, is our whole country.
But what is the Constitution?
It's the laws that give us our freedom.
It's because of our Constitution that America is a great country.
But how did we get it?
Our founding fathers wrote it for us after they won the war.
And it was a miracle. Nothing less.
It was nothing less than a miracle in Philadelphia. When our Constitution for this great land appeared. It was nothing less than a miracle in Philadelphia. When our founding fathers assembled there that year. Such different men with different creeds,
such different views and different needs,
such new ideas and daring hopes,
such thrilling words,
the words they wrote. That it was nothing less than a miracle in Philadelphia.
But its time had come and democracy was here.
If a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without God's notice, is it probable an empire can rise without his aid? Benjamin Franklin.
It was nothing less than a miracle in Philadelphia.
To suppose that any form of government will secure liberty or happiness without virtue in the people is a chimerical idea. James Madison.
Such different men with different.
Our Constitution was made only for our moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Adams.
It was nothing less than a miracle in Philadelphia.
America is great because she is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. De Tocqueville.
Such different men with different creeds, such different views.